you know, we were putting out like over 1,000 parts per million of just hydrocarbon. And I changed the oil and put in one liquid ring, and 200 miles later, the engine was only putting out about half that amount of hydrocarbon.
For more information on liquid ring or to place your order, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
With us this morning is Mr. Michael Payne. I haven't met him, but we're looking forward to his comments on what's going on in Iraq today. Mr. Payne, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Well, why don't you give us the background, who you are? Apparently, have you been to Iraq recently?
I got back. My last trip in was January. I got back in January of 2005.
Okay. Now, who pays your way over there?
Well, friends, I have a nonprofit group, and those who believe in what I'm doing and that the Lord has sent me to do these things and get the word out as to what I see, contribute into that group.
All right, fine. So why don't you give us your impression? Now, what part of Iraq did you get to? Did you get to Basra or Baghdad or
where? Well, first two trips, I was in Baghdad for 30 days each time, and the third trip in, I got into Fallujah, dropped into Camp Fallujah on Thanksgiving night 2004, just after, I guess, about 2 weeks after the main battle to take Fallujah had started. It was still under heavy patrol, and the Marines, 1st Division Marines, had, as the one colonel called it, stormed Fallujah, and I believe they killed between 1,300 and 1,500 terrorists that trip through, which was quite a successful victory for our soldiers.
Well, what about the civilian casualties?
I could not speak to civilian casualties. I'm just quoting what I was told the terrorist casualties were. Most of the civilians, if the information is correct, had evacuated from Fallujah knowing something was coming, and that we had forewarned them and given them plenty of time to leave.
We had heard about a third of the people stayed behind, though, having no place to go. Did you have any way of checking the government figures? Because is the government always really accurate and honest with us?
Well, I would have to... I think anybody would be foolish to think that every report you hear would be true, or to even sometimes I think we might get reports that might be a little inaccurate, but I can tell you from walking among these men and living among them for over 100 days, those three trips in, their heart to help the Iraqis is genuine, and I can say my observance. And, you know, maybe they'll shield something from you for a day or two, but you get to, you read people's, where they're coming from intuitively after a while, and they went out of their way not to cause collateral damage.
Oh, I'm sure that the average American soldier is doing the very, very best he can, but I'm just suggesting that the official government figures, certainly there is an effort to sometimes to use propaganda to verify your position. Wouldn't you think that sometime that they would necessarily not tell the truth because they wouldn't want to influence the people back at home? Or do you think that they're just giving you totally accurate figures? They'd never shade the figures. I'm not talking about the average serviceman. I'm not talking about the average officer. I'm talking about the person who's releasing the reports that we get, you know, here in America that we're nearly given to the press or observers over there.
Well, to be quite honest with you, I see that on both sides of the equation here, and I would say, again, from my observance, that the government is, there are many who believe that the government is just involved in conspiracy and high levels are totally heading in this way and that way to take over the oil and take over Iraq, and again, the soldier, and that's who I'm here to speak of. I'm not here to speak of Rothschild and all of these high-level conspiracy theories. That's not what I'm about. I'm here to tell you that I walked among colonels. I walked among generals. I rode in the Humvees on the streets. I went on night raids where there was suspected terrorist activity, and so therefore many times the Army would go in the middle of the night to catch them when they were asleep and therefore less prone to cause damage.
Well, now, how did you manage to be able to do that sort of thing? I mean, the average person can't go over there and ride around with military, can they?
Well, I was brought in as a freelance reporter.
Okay.
And that is what I have done, and that is, you know, I speak to what I saw. I saw the troops rebuilding schools, and in the collateral role of also looking for terrorists, but I also saw a very widespread effort to protect the Iraqi citizen who had been brutalized and tortured by Saddam and his men from further violence.
Well, I certainly think that is very true. But what about what's going on over there now? We hear these stories about, you know, these Shia policemen are going around and arresting people, and you know, because these are Sunnis, and that there really is increasing tempo of violence over there. I know you haven't been there since, what, January, but, you know, was there any truth to these reports of, you know, really increasing chaos and civil war there?
Well, I don't know. Again, you know, I haven't been there for a year, but all I can speak to is this. Obviously, there was a lot of rhetoric about we should never have gone over and turned out the existing army and the existing intelligence and the existing police that was in place under Saddam. Saddam was a Sunni. Saddam had control of all the forces there, and he ruled with an iron hand. I have interviewed those who know that he dipped people in, or not himself personally, but his forces would torture, bring people in just to spread terror in the nation, dip people in vats of acid while they were still alive, which ate the flesh from their bones. And the equipment was found, meat processing equipment that we use in this nation and around the world to remove the, like say, beef from a beef carcass. That doesn't have to be done by hand. People were fed into these machines, feet first, alive, witnessed by their relatives or their neighbors to go back and spread the terror that they saw among the community.
And there's no question that Saddam was an evil, evil man, but we financed him all during the 1980s. We kept him in power, and according to Robert Byrd, who was a CIA agent, when the military tried to overthrow him in the 1990s, we blocked the military takeover. That doesn't make sense, but we'll be back in just a moment with Mr. Michael Payne.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
This is Michael Golden, and I'm pleased to announce the release of my new CD, Mikamot HaKodeshi, Holy Places. Holy Places is a collection of some of my favorite praise and worship songs. It's available now at the American Freedom Network for only $15 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 to order your copy of Holy Places.
Friends and neighbors, come one, come all. It's the American Freedom Network's annual 4th of July picnic. We're going to start the day Tuesday, July the 4th, about 7 a.m. with a special prayer breakfast at Johnson's Corners with Dr. Stan Monteith. Then we'll hit the park in Johnstown about 10:30 for barbecue, music, and fun, plus guest speakers Dr. Stan Monteith and Avi Lipkin, and all your favorite talk show hosts. We hope to see you there. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245.
Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Mr. Michael Payne. And Mr. Payne, do you want to get out the telephone number or the website of your organization?
Sure. I would love to. My telephone number is 703-819-7492. 703-819-7492. My website is takeastandministries.org.
Takeastandministries.org. And of course, do you feel that we really have an obligation as a nation to go after every tyrannical dictator in the world, like the Chinese communists, you know, who actually arrest people because they're Christians and execute them and sell their organs, or the Saudis who, you know, chop off people's hands and feet and heads and oppress women? I mean, certainly Saddam was a terrible woman, but a terrible man, but are we justified in going throughout the world because we don't like the leaders there, especially when we financed them for years?
Well, to speak to going after everyone, we obviously don't have that capability. What I say to people is, if the UN had done their job and if it was had any integrity about it, we wouldn't be in there now. As far as people that get into high levels, people have different motives. Either your motives are good or they are evil. There's no middle ground about it. You follow Christ or you follow the devil. There's no middle ground about that. You have faith or you have unbelief. So as I believe we have an obligation not to, we cannot totally withdraw and stand away all the time and watch evil be done throughout the world to go after China. I am not a fan of all this labor that we have, all the exporting of our jobs that we have done to China, because we are building their arsenal and their military. They're blatant about doing it. They're closing in around this nation, having taken over the Panama Canal and stewardship of that. Then we say we're going to trust them to check cargo containers coming in from the Bahamas. That's just a total joke. I believe that Jesus Christ is coming soon in our generation. I'm 56 years old. Do I live to see his coming? That I can't say. But I do truly think that the Bible shows us that we are in the end times and that the Messiah will return in our generation. Wickedness will rise up. We're seeing that everywhere throughout the world, in the Indonesia and in the Philippines and Burma and throughout all that region. The Muslims are at this time beheading Christians there. So as we stand and watch all this, we just can't say, well, that's what's going on, and stand back and allow it to move through us. I don't believe those men who are in high level CIA, in the groups, the conspiracy groups that we're talking about before, they chase after money, they chase after power. Obviously, their motives are not good, but are evil, because the Lord talks about idolatry and greed and unrighteousness. So we can't stand against it all. We can't clean it all up. But again, I think we've been right or wrong. We're in Iraq now, to continue to try to say should we have gone in there and not is not getting us anywhere. And it actually, with all the rhetoric going on among those who are against the war, as it did in Vietnam, The soldier pays the price with his blood, and the enemy is encouraged due to all this continued rhetoric between the Kennedys and Biden and Pelosi and those who say, out of there now, John Murtha is a disgrace to the uniform that he wore, in the way he has even accused those Marines with, he has no more of an inside track than many others. These men are innocent until proven guilty, and we've seen several instances of that over the past couple years where men were accused of murder, and the prosecution drove hard to convict them, and then circumstances of the case came out and they were released. The government, not everyone in the government is evil. There are men who have permeated into our government, as any other government, that are evil, and they have different goals than myself in my life and yourself in your life, but that is not to condemn everyone in the government. We have men of high integrity in high place in military uniform. Then we have men who have gotten to high places and their own goals have taken over their direction in life.
How do you feel about the generals, the eight generals who have spoken out against the management of this war by Rumsfeld?
Well, I don't catch every one of these comments. Obviously, in hindsight, war is not an exact science, number one, and number, you know, so this one said, when in the year 2004 when I was there, every man that went out into the field had body armor and had a helmet. I never saw one man have to go without either of the two. Matter of fact, it was mandatory that they would have these things.
How about the Iraqi army? You know, we keep talking about Iraqization, and yet, you know, Major General Paul Evans, one of the men who's spoken out against this, said he was assigned the task of rebuilding the Iraqi army. And he was given six men to build an army for a nation of 25 million people. He said he could never get help, he could never get supplies. Everything was done to block him by the Pentagon, and he was trying to rebuild an army so we could get our boys out of there. How could they have done something that stupid unintentionally?
Well, number one, I don't believe that report. Otherwise, I was embedded with two of those men for over a week.
Two of what men?
Two men who were assigned to train Iraqi National Guard. I walked with them, slept among them, went on training exercises with them, was out 3 days on a, where they, under the surveillance of and guidance of, the 1st Marines and 1st Cavalry were, cordoned off a city, I believe it was Amarillo or Mamadia, one of the two, and they circled it so that no terrorists could slip through and out, and then started from one end and we searched through the city from one side to the other. So,
there were two men. Who were involved with training
advisors.
The Iraqi army.
These were two advisors that I was with.
Right.
So, you know, they,
well, you
for,
think
for a man
the
to say there's only six
Major
men
General
assigned to this duty, that's not accurate.
They pardon?
That's just not accurate.
Well, this is what he said, and I'd be glad to send you, if you want to get in touch with me, I'll send you the article, certainly that goes in the background of it. He tried repeatedly to get men. He was promised 250. Most he ever had was 150 men to help him, and without any cadre or non-commissioned officers, because they wouldn't even let him use the non-commissioned officers who'd been in the old Iraqi army. He could not build an adequate army, and we still now, 3 years after they disbanded the Iraqi army, we still don't have an effective Iraqi army to take over, so we have to keep our boys there. And the question is, how long are we going to have to keep our boys in Iraq? And if we're really planning on pulling out, why are they spending almost $2 billion on a new embassy, American embassy over there?
I can't speak to that. All I would say is I saw a great effort. New AK-47 rifles given to the Iraqi nationals. I would say to you, why did they not keep enlisted or officers from the old army? That was because they were trying to purge out any who were sympathetic to Saddam and would undermine. And as we saw and have seen over the course of the last year, we hear about a busload of policemen being hijacked or pulled over and taken off the bus and then executed. Some of this stuff is inside information, not from the U.S. being given to the terrorists, U.S. soldiers, but from those who have infiltrated in and whatever motive they had. Their motive was retribution and to undermine this new government. There's papers coming out now, and I've scanned through them. I haven't read over them, but they found documents in the Kawi's safe house that said, laid out their insurgency plan, undermining the government, turning the Shia government against the U.S., who was trying to help them, and infiltrating into these forces to, I mean, it's just like the mafia in New York City, getting policemen or bribing policemen to give them information about when the police are going to raid or whatever. It tips them off ahead of time, and then they can scatter and be gone. The tactic isn't unusual. It happened in Vietnam, in the South Vietnamese government, with infiltrators from who sympathized with the communists. But that's something that goes on.
Well, now who's financing the Al Qaeda component? They only make up about 10% of the above the terrorists. You know, most of them are indigenous Iraqis, but, I mean, where's the money coming from to finance this whole terrorist movement?
Well, again, I can only say what I read and hear. Bin Laden is he's from wealthy from Saudi Arabia, and you have forces in Saudi Arabia who are said to send monies in while we either turn our heads. I'm sure that there's oil money, and there was cash that Saddam had buried around here and around there. So much of that money, I'm sure, hasn't been found and retrieved. So these monies are used. You have Muslims in this nation, the United States, who are raising monies and sending to terrorist groups, Al-Qaeda, et cetera.
And you mean to tell me that our government's allowing that sort of thing?
Well,
I mean, you would think that the first thing we'd want to do would be to cut off the funds to the people who are killing our boys.
Well, again, back to, you have people in high places, and the names continue to escape me now, but we hear the conspiracy theories that, and I'm sure that all the theories are not theories. There is truth in it. You have people that want to take over. Then you go back, even during before Napoleon's time, the groups, including the Rothschilds, they make money on weapons being sold, and you don't sell weapons without war. But that doesn't mean that the basic government of the United States is treacherous and traitorous and out there to bring this nation down. Again, there are people, I'm sure, with that motive, but that is, you know, we're getting into supposition in a lot of areas, and it's the soldier that I'm here to speak about.
Okay, well, what about the soldiers? What's your impression? Certainly, these are brave and courageous men who are over there seas, and I'm sure most of them feel that they're fighting for our freedom.
Second trip down to Baghdad. I left here the day the 1,000th soldier was killed in that war. Young man, 26 years old, several kids, married, lived in Richmond, Virginia. It so happened I was with that same unit, 91st Engineers, Alpha Company, my first trip in. So I left the same day he was killed, got there 4 days later. NBC News was there to do a special on that group, and they caused a lot of anger and a lot of negativity in that even when I got there, the guys were kind of cold towards me because I was media for about 2 weeks, and then they started loosening up again. But they were angry because NBC was only interested in how they thought about their trooper being the number 1,000, like that was a different thing. And their response was, well, what's the difference in number 1,000 or number 1 or number 442, seems to be their comment. His life was worth no more than the rest. And then, as I got ready to leave 2 weeks or 10 days later, I asked the first sergeant of Alpha Company if I could, if the troops could speak to me, speak freely, and I could interview them about what their thoughts were about.
Well, we'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network. Just hang right on. We'll be right back.
Over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of recreation or guidance. For many troubled youths, the first step towards drugs and crimes is having nothing better to do. So take your kids to a park, beach, campground, or give them supervised activity today. The best weapon against delinquency and crime is family time. That's from Continental Transport Inc., where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Continental Transport Inc. in Brighton. Rocky Mountain Shooters, your supplier of both new and used guns, handling all major brands with over 350 guns and inventories. We'll take your guns in on trade or purchase them outright. Come in, see us first. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street in Fort Collins. We're also the largest gun safe dealer in the region. We carry a full line of Security National and Liberty safes for your home, office, cabin, or RV use. Whatever your needs, we have the unit for you. Located 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street. Come see us at Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
They fight for freedom and justice, battling the most notorious evil villains the world has ever known.
My baby! Save him!
From far-off galaxies to the depths of the Earth, they face unspeakable foes that no one else dare. Banded together under one name, Batman, Robin, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and Green Lantern are the Justice League to help launch the 45th anniversary celebration of Six Flags, the biggest and best year that Six Flags has ever had. Don't miss the Island Kingdom Water Park with more than 11 great wet and wild rides and attractions, the new Daily Bugs Bunny Parade Spectacular, the all-new Carnival de Fuego Fireworks Show, and the amazing Acrobats of China. With all these amazing shows and rides, a trip to Six Flags Elitch Gardens is the most out of this universe fun your family can get in one non-stop action-packed day. Plus, meet and thank all of your favorite members of the Justice League for ridding the world of evildoers.
Curse you, Justice League!
Get your discount tickets at SixFlags.com. Six Flags Elitch Gardens. More than a theme park, it's an experience.
Stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Mr. Michael Payne, talking about his experience with these soldiers in Iraq. Why don't you go ahead?
The, I think we were talking about soldiers and their reaction to what's going on. These guys, when I was interviewing them about their reaction that just before I left, it was to media reports, because my service was during the time of Vietnam. And the negativity and constantly being drummed of this is happening, that's happening. Nothing but negativity coming from the media. And the media is supposed to be balanced. It's supposed to be fair. It's not supposed to just tell the side of that it wants and the bias that it has and which direction it is going. It's supposed to tell the full truth.
But you would certainly concede that it doesn't, the media has a real prejudice.
I can certainly see that the media has a real prejudice, and that's why I went to Iraq, was to witness what I, you know, and see what was going on for myself, for credibility to speak to it. I'm going back sometimes towards the end of August for 45 days again. So that will freshen the look that I have at what's going on there. But as during Vietnam, the media was used, and it's used right now willingly, to the most part, to discourage this nation and discourage our troops is the result. It causes fear and anxiety in the families of those whose spouses are serving this nation and in their children. It causes, but the morale, as I spoke to these men, their friend and fellow trooper was the number 1,000th. Every one of them said, we have a job to do here. And they're talking about for the people. They didn't have any idealistic visions going on. It was, they walked among the children, walked among the families who were impoverished due to the continued greed of Saddam. He was getting millions and millions and millions of dollars a year, and he and his that were close to him built fabulous mansions. And it wasn't just one mansion, it would be multiple mansions. He had many. They were very extravagant upon themselves. They deprived the whole nation of education. He did not want them, the people of the nation, to be educated. He had an agenda, and it was only what Saddam Hussein wanted. He had no convictions or any hesitation in killing someone, even in his own family, who he thought was not of his like mind and who he suspected might be betraying him in any manner. So
he is such a brutal man. I just can't understand why our government financed him all during the 1980s. Why would we back such a ruthless man?
I don't agree. You know, it's not that I don't agree with your statement. I don't agree with the concept. It's just like we're basically, we've backed China for 30 years now. It's money and it's greed.
Really, it doesn't make sense. But anyway, certainly these boys over there are doing the best that they can. I mean, they're young, idealistic men, and they're professional soldiers, and a certain number of them are going to get killed, and the tragedy is they're going to continue to be killed. I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel if we continue doing what we're doing. What's the solution?
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you. I disagree with the media that says there's no progression being made, because I know otherwise. Iraq and its citizens, the ordinary citizen of Iraq wants basics for his family. He wants freedom to be able to walk around without being picked up off the street and shot in the back of the head, without his wife being dragged off and raped, his children, young teenage girls being dragged off and raped by men like Uday and Hussein, who that problem has been ended with those two. And for the media to say Iraq doesn't care and is not trying to help themselves, that is totally inaccurate. We hear of men clamoring to the recruitment areas and then a car bomb going off and killing 40, 50, 75, 100 of them, unloaded off of police stations being overrun by militants and insurgents, and the policemen captured and then killed. So for us to say it takes time to train these men, and it takes time to filter out those who would betray their own countrymen simply because one Sunni, one Shia. And they were at a total place that those that I believe could be halfway trusted and just want to live, these people had to be sorted out. And even construction-wise, to rebuild that country, Saddam controlled everything. Everything he controlled. And as we move forward, we put bids out over in Iraq for their people to come together in companies and businesses, and just as in this nation, we put things out for bid to contractors. That's what we are doing there, and it takes time. Number one, you got to filter out those who would sabotage projects. Number two, you have to filter out those who are just plain anti-Iraqi government. And then number three, these projects have to be protected from terrorist forces coming in and blowing them up or even murdering all the workers simply because they're trying to help Iraq become a more, let us say, a more free country.
But, you know, we spent billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars on reconstruction, and apparently, you know, at least in the Iraqi community, the civilian community, well, they still don't have regular electricity and water and all these clinics and schools we were going to build. You know, most of them never got built.
Well, I saw a lot of schools that got rebuilt, and I saw several clinics that got rebuilt. I could only go where the military went, but I can also tell you that I did not, I hear your program speak a prayer. I never know if I'm on a secular interview or a Christian station or a Christian program. We have discernment of a man's motive, and the motives of our military is full out to help those people, because the soldiers write back home to their churches or other groups, and thousands of book bags are sent. Thousands. They buy things with their own monies to give to the children. The children flock around the American soldier. If their families, 75 to 80% of the families when I was there supported us being there, knowing we were there to help them, not to occupy them. They get their information media-wise. Mostly it's all filtrated down through their clerics, and that's they are under assist. They have a lot of the sheiks have been and are in control of the area, so it takes time to filter through. But the motive of us being there is to help these people, and I do know I saw many schools being opened and repainted.
We'll be back in just a moment here with our special guest, Mr. Michael Payne.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom for the Patriot Trading Group. The trade deficit is out of control, the budget deficit is eating this country alive, Social Security is wrecked, and most of America's pension funds are underwater. Interest rates are rising, and the dollar is heading into the abyss. When the U.S. dollar collapses, taking with it your stocks, bonds, and 401ks, will you survive? The economic problems facing this country are catastrophic. The time to protect yourself is now. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 480-575-7525, located in Carefree. We offer all forms of U.S. gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Nobody does it better. Call 480-575-7525, and we'll be happy to quote your prices or send you out a free brochure. Remember, hard assets will be there when all else fails. Call 480-575-7525, and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You've got my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Dan back here at the American Freedom Network. I guess this morning Mr. Michael Payne has been over there and talked to the young men who are over there fighting the American soldiers, and the morale was really pretty good among them then.
Yes, it surely was. It surely was pretty good, and you know, as we were listening to the messages between our sessions, I believe that it's interesting sometimes to speculate on this and speculate on that, but I believe, especially in light of how we are even not supporting Israel as a government, that our time is coming soon. I don't get myself involved in pre or post rapture theories, because whenever the Lord is going to take us out here and myself out here, then praise God. That's the way it will go. But to prepare ourselves for what is coming, we need to draw near to Jesus. We need to, without any diversions, depend upon Jesus. That doesn't mean we don't prepare ourselves in some ways, but to believe that we can, in any manner, change our destinies or weather through the collapse of this nation because of our own power and our own might, I believe, brings fear into our lives, and I also believe it's futile for the most part. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ is our deliverer. He is our savior. It says nothing in the Bible about the United States surviving the coming of the Antichrist, and I don't believe that we will. I believe that, yes, we are in a position and we will collapse. And I believe that Russia and China and those Arab nations that are stand so with so much hatred against us can't wait for that to happen. I believe we have set ourselves up in that we have poured so much into Russia, poured so much into China, free trade, and we think that they are our friends now. That is a total delusion. They are using us, and they are using our money, and they're building themselves up, and then there will come a day when they will be able to stand and confront us. And people like al-Zaghawi and bin Laden, they don't care how many of their own they lose. That's something that this nation does not participate in as a whole. We do care about the one soldier that's killed. So, as in PTSD, the effects of that, the running to drugs, the running to alcohol, and sexual immorality, the sleeplessness, the hopelessness that comes. I'm 56 years old, and 7 years ago, my business, which had been pretty good at one time, was going down the tubes. My second marriage was going down the tubes, and my wife had taken up with a lawyer who was 10 years younger, and et cetera. And so, therefore, I was at a place where I'd worked till I was 50. I'd done the best that I knew how, though it was certainly not near perfect. My kids couldn't stand me and didn't want to be around me. And it came to that hopeless place at 50 years old that I was too weak to walk out, to be thrown out of my second marriage, to walk back in and start a business up again in my own power. And I'm sitting there in despair, and it came hopelessness that I would never laugh from the inside out again. Sure, you can chuckle, but are you honestly feeling joy? That was not happening in my life. And as I sat there that night, It was the fork in the road. The devil was saying, pull the trigger, as I was playing with my 9mm and just so hopeless in my own life. And the Lord beckoned me. The Spirit drew me. And praise the Lord, I came to Jesus, and I have had joy in my life from that point till now. I've had trials, yes, but I'm delivered of any thoughts of suicide. I'm delivered of hopelessness, and now, as I'm even speaking to you, I have, and speaking to those men and those women out there who have a man or a woman, it certainly happens to women soldiers just as much as men. PTSD is a spiritual attack against us.
Post-traumatic stress syndrome is what you're speaking of.
Yes, it is demonic, fear, sleeplessness, doubt, frustration, thoughts of suicide, hopelessness, because Jesus Christ is hope. And without Jesus Christ, there is no true hope. So I say to those out there that, as myself, I am cured of PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. And post-traumatic stress disorder is not exclusive to a soldier. For a young girl who is traumatized, it is post-traumatic, traumatized by sexual abuse, betrayal by one who should have protected her and nurtured her, or beaten by a step-parent, or beaten by a grandparent, or even their own parent. This is PTSD, if that would be the label we would use, but it is demonic attack to destroy that person's life, and Jesus Christ is the only way out of it. It is not psychology, and it is not medications. Alcohol, drugs, whatever their source, does not, it will give temporary relief, but Christ is the only one that can deliver you, and you must come to Him, and you must give your life to Him, and you must say, I've had enough of this, I want some freedom, I want some joy, and Christ will give it to you.
Well, you won't get any argument on that at all from me, and I really want to thank you so very much for being with us one time more. Would you like to get your website out in case any people would like to get in touch with you?
Yes, it is takeastandministries.org.
God bless. Well, thank you so very much for being with us. It's been a fascinating morning, and I just hope one day there will be peace in Iraq.
Amen. I do too.
Thank you so much.
God bless you, sir.
Right, bye-bye. Well, I hope you enjoyed our program this morning, and Mr. Paul, gentleman, he is trying to get information out on specifically on post-traumatic stress. His name is Mike Payne, and anyway, we have a real problem in Iraq, and I don't know there's any solution. We pull out, there's going to be problems. We stay there, there's going to be problems, and so what can we do? Well, I will be back in a few minutes just to talk a little bit more about the spiritual battle behind what's going on in Iraq.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silverbiotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support, doctor recommended, and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states Silverbiotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silverbiotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our program this morning. Now, you can't understand any of the things that are going on over in Iraq. Yeah, unless you understand that everything, in my estimation, is being manipulated. We have a video. It's called a Prior Knowledge. And it goes into the background of what happened on 9-1-1. 9-1-1 prior knowledge. The government knew the attack was coming. They allowed it to happen because they wanted to get into a war in the Middle East, and all you have to do, of course, is read the material put out by the Project for the New American Century, and it's contained in our syllabus entitled Iraq, the Untold Story. Going into the background of all of the wars of the last century, every one of them was contrived, and this war was contrived. And if you read what the Project for the New American Century was saying, they basically were saying that, and this was prior to 9-1-1, this was in 2000, what we need if we're going to carry out our military policies is another major event like another Pearl Harbor. And that's exactly what 9-1-1 was, and those people were left in the towers to die. How can I say that? Well, one source of information comes from Robert Baer's book, which we do carry. He was a CIA agent for many years, 25 years or more in the CIA operating. He was the primary agent operating in Iraq in 1995. And in the preface to his book, he tells of a high-ranking, one of the most high-ranking CIA officials who told a friend of his off the record that when the smoke finally settles after 9-1-1, the American people will realize that this was not a failure of intelligence, it was a triumph. And 3,000 Americans were dead, but it was a triumph. How could it be a triumph? Because it got us into the war. They wanted to get us into a war in the Middle East. And the tragedy is, they want to keep us in a war in the Middle East. You need to get my pamphlets entitled Foreknowledge 9-1-1. There are three of them together. They're only $9, $9.95, I think, and plus shipping. That's Foreknowledge 9-1-1. Everything you really need to know about what led us into Iraq is there. And the tragedy is, I see no light at the end of the tunnel. While our boys are fighting over there for their lives, and while our attention is diverted on Iraq, we're losing our freedom here at home. Oh, we've got to be able to knock down doors now. The Supreme Court, isn't it great to know that Justice Roberts and Justice Alito voted with the fascist element, saying we're going to remove those protections of our Constitution, those protections that go back to the 13th century in England, that you have to knock at the door before you serve a warrant. Now they can break down the war. Even the Gestapo, knocked at the door. People lived in constant fear of the knock on the door in the middle of the night. And Justice Alito and Justice Roberts says, you don't have to knock at the door. You can just knock it down. You don't even have to let people know that you're a police officer. Just barge into their home. And ladies and gentlemen, we're losing our freedom in the name of fighting the wicked Osama bin Laden, who we just can never seem to find. We could find al-Zarqawi, but we can't find Osama bin Laden. I wonder where he is and why we've never tried to capture him. So there are lots of unanswered questions out there. Please go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, we've got all sorts of books and videos and fascinating information there that you need to begin to reach people. But maybe it'd be better simply getting the information on water fluoridation and the realization that they're poisoning our children, or an aspartame, or on mercury in the vaccines that they're still giving to our children. Only the influenza vaccine, and pregnant women, of course. Well, certainly at number 1-800-544-8927. Pray for America, and I'll see you on the 4th of July. Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Friends and neighbors, come one, come all. It's the American Freedom Network's annual 4th of July pick.